Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Nah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
Hey, folks. Back on the Patreon, Q&A-nal is the name of the game today. Best Patreon in the biz, by the way. But, yeah, you guys send in all your queefs, and we will suck them up and spit them out and answer your questions. And I think we got a nice big bag today, Chucky.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them. All right. First one from John Warren.
Warren, the Warren
Report.
Two-part
question. I listened to Joe's So Far No Good recently and really enjoyed it.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Do you have any other recommendations for deep cut comedy specials from the 90s and 2000s?
Mm,
been listening to a lot of Todd Barry, Sean Patton, Patton Oswalt, Mitch Hedberg.
I mean,
I love the DePaulo.
Yeah. I would throw out Sean Murphy as a real sleeper.
Well, that's not 90s.
Oh, sorry,
90s. 90s, 2000s.
I see.
But listen to Sean Murphy while you're at it, I guess.
Yeah, well, deep cut.
Just wanted to stay specific with the question.
Sure. Well, there's some old Tosh that I like.
Huh.
I don't know if that's 90s, though.
Hmm. Well, I think he said 90s to 2000s. I think, like, because Stephen Lynch and Mitch Hedberg were, like, what, 2003?
Yeah, maybe something he missed.
Okay, because, like, Skanks of the Memories, he didn't miss.
Yeah.
You gotta go, I got you. All right, I'm learning.
So that's what I think. DePaulo, Born This Way, Road Rage, those are huge. Or not huge, but, you know, very funny. The Ben Bailey album I talk about all the time, Ben Bailey Boulevard.
Good one.
You listen to that first track, or the second track, actually. I mean, forget about it. You'd be on the floor.
Yeah, did Maneev ever do an album?
I don't know about Maneev.
Yeah, I don't know if he did an album.
I don't know
forget
Maneev.
I brought it up.
I
think Arj Barker might have had some fun stuff. Nick Swartzen's old Presents is hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Those old Presents are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Regan,
yes.
Dane. I mean, I don't know how old or young this man is. I mean, like, Harmful If Swallowed is an amazing album. Dane Cook.
That stuff sounds right in terms of time period.
Yeah, that was early 2000s and really a great album.
Yeah, oh yeah, you said Todd Barry because Medium Energy is really funny.
Mm. Oh yeah, those are great records, recordings.
I know it's not a sleeper, but Jesus Is Magic has some great jokes on it.
Couple Geraldo bits out there.
Yeah.
Good day to float across the water or whatever the
good
fuck.
Good day to cross a river.
Yeah, and I was just listening to that recently. Who else we got out there? And
then you got your, you know, you got your 70s, like the Steve Martin albums, the Pryor, the Eddie Murphys, the Ellen. Ellen's first album is killer.
If you want to go back to 60s, stand-up comic Woody Allen is like the best comedy album
there you go.
Ever.
There you go.
So that's a lot. That's a lot
yeah,
to play with.
Yeah,
Henny
Youngman. That's a couple dicks you can put in your ass.
Obviously, the Rodneys are great.
Talking about the Comedy Central half hours, I think the Kevin James one is his best stand-up ever.
Oh, really?
It's so funny, but like everything after that was like kind of like a little bit more like...
That tends to be how it goes because they had to be funny,
yeah.
You know, to get noticed, to make it. And then once you make it, you can kind of coast. So
yeah.
A lot of those early ones are their best stuff.
So good.
Because they
cool.
had to be.
And the second part to his question was, also, would you guys ever think about making an audio-only special now?
No, I feel like you can't do it now.
Can't do
There's
it.
No, yeah.
It's like a podcast. You got to have video.
Yeah, everyone wants video clips, mm-hmm. whatever. I mean, maybe if it was like a mistake, like the video, the cameras didn't roll, and
yeah.
then you're like, all right, we'll just release it audio only. But
you got Syracuse to shoot it. Maybe we'll do audio now.
Well, it's just easy enough to have the video. If you're doing the audio, it means you're performing somewhere. Why not throw a camera up there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So. There will be an audio version of my special. Is there one for YouTube? Netflix Records or whatever?
Yeah, they do something.
Mm-hmm.
800 Pound produced it, so.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's all over Sirius and whatever. What's the other one? Isn't there another thing?
XM.
XM.
That's all one merge, isn't
okay.
it? Sirius XM Radio.
You know how expensive Sirius XM Radio is? It's like $30 a month.
Is
something.
That right?
No, you can get a discount, can't you? Yeah, I pay for it. I thought it was like $10 a month.
That's what I said too. To Brad recently. I'm like, you still pay for that? It's crazy.
I love it in the car. It's
yeah,
awesome.
He says the same thing.
I only use it on a rental.
it rules.
Also, in the terms of like the audio only thing, I think a big reason that everything would be video is that 25 years ago, it was so expensive to shoot a video, and now you can get something awesome like Joe, where I think that would cost like almost 10 times as much if it was 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know? 100%. And you'd have to hire a crew and a company. This is, you call Katz and he'll be there in an hour.
Mm-hmm. All right. From Jim K., does Joe like Pizza Hut or Domino's more?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It is a good question.
I am not. I honestly, I don't know that I've ever eaten Pizza Hut.
What?
Whoa.
How did you
avoid
it?
Are there Pizza Huts around here? Well, in New England, we had Papageno's. That was our big thing. Domino's used to suck, but I don't remember seeing Pizza Hut up north.
Mm. Oh, interesting. I love Pizza Hut.
Maybe there was some, and I don't think there's a lot in New York either. I actually can't even picture the Pizza Hut logo. I confuse it with Little Caesars. Those were like two pizza places we did not go to.
Black brick, red roof. It was almost like a, you know, like a fedora with the white Pizza Hut.
Yeah. No, I think we never ate Pizza Hut. We were all Papageno's and Domino's growing up. And then when I moved here, it was either Domino's if I used the app, but mostly New York. Fucking whatever the pizza place was. Frank's Pizza, Billy's Pizza.
I've seen some Domino's in a hotel room of yours.
I love on the road. I always talk about like the app. They make it so easy. Mm-hmm. It's no phone call and, hey, what do you mean, man, my friend?
Yeah.
It's just like boop, boop, boop. And then they bring it and it's around. You don't have to Google. You don't have to look at stars, whatever. And Domino's made a change. Like, I don't know if it was 10 years ago or whatever. They changed their whole thing, and it became pretty good pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, maybe they did change it. They made it like a big thing in the press.
Yeah, good cheesy bread. So I don't mind the Domino's. Don't get me wrong. I'm not ordering Domino's every fucking day.
Sure.
But
when I was a kid, New Orleans, white trash people, Papa John's was like, oh, high end over here, a little high society. This guy's getting Papa John's. It had the little pepper and the dipping sauce. That was primo.
Right.
Like, if you were getting Papa John's, you were doing well.
Keith Primo. Yeah, I never had Papa John's, never had Pizza Hut. I mean, I probably had Pizza Hut once or twice, but not a hut guy. No hut. Hut, hut.
No hut. Hut, hut, hike. Okay. I like Pizza Hut, because that was like the Little League thing. After that, you go to a Pizza Hut, you know, and they had a buffet, and you get a salad if you were gay. But see, we had a little everything.
We were all Papageno's. I had a birthday party at Papageno's. You throw the dough in the air, and you slide it in the oven.
That's nice. We never had a Papageno's.
Papageno's is, that's Boston. That's fucking Boston's favorite pizza.
Then there was Uno, which was, I think, Midwest.
Yeah, that's more like a chain restaurant, though. Yeah. You don't get delivery.
Chicago style.
Chicago.
Right? Yeah.
We never fucked with Uno.
I think Papageno's is the best chain pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You've had
Papageno's is fucking awesome. Okay.
You might have had it at my parents' house. We probably ordered it.
I think
maybe,
so.
I don't know.
Delicious. All right. All right, from Caleb Less.
Less is more.
Did you watch Tourgasm when it came out, and did either of you know any of the guys when the show came out?
I watched every second of it.
I watched it, and we rewatched it during pandemic, Sarah and I.
Really?
Doesn't hold up great. Oh, yeah. Oh, we must have talked about it. It's not, it doesn't hold up great.
Again, a different world, different time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's fun. But I knew Gallman at the time, and Bobby I met later. So I knew Gallman, and I opened for Dane. I don't know if it was before. What year did Tourgasm come out?
I'm going to guess 2001, but I'll look it up right now.
No, it's got to be later than that. It's got to be like five or something like that.
Wow, 2006, you're right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I had opened for Dane. So I did know Dane, but we didn't exchange numbers or anything. So he knew who I was, and I obviously knew who he was. And Gallman I knew pretty well at that point.
Hmm. It was a big, I mean, that was like a break. That was like, oh, wow, these guys have made it almost.
Yeah, it was exciting. Jay Davis I've never met in my life.
Me neither.
And obviously, I would go on to become very close with Bobby and Gary.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah,
not so much.
It was very reality-driven. Like, they would have, we're doing mopeds today.
Yes.
You know, and they'd fall off and make fun of each other.
Bobby blew his knee out.
Yeah.
And then Dane got mad at Gary for being late, and Gary had to leave for a thing, and it was very melodramatic.
Yes,
it was a bit insane. But it predated all the podcast stuff of, like, I'm mad at you, you're mad at him.
There was so little comedian footage of comedians interacting, you know? Like, there was no pods, there was no all we had was that On Comedy. Remember that CD?
Like,
they had one with Woody Allen, they had one with Seinfeld, and a couple other guys who weren't as famous. But that was about it.
And the Judy Carter book.
Yeah, yeah.
Comedy Bible, which I loved.
I liked it too. Get a comedy buddy.
But yeah, Tourgasm. First of all, it looks like shit. It's like camcordery now.
Yeah.
All that stuff early 2000s. Mm. And yeah, Dane comes off a little bit
diva,
like pretentious-y, and it's tough. Anytime talking about, you know, like what Chuck did to me. Anytime you're talking about comedy, you just you're like, oh well, I don't know. I really think it's difficult.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I'm glad it exists. It's fun to see now.
Oh yeah, and you guys, the wardrobe was great. I mean, you had the nice shitty T-shirt with the neck loose, baseball hat on, a little sweat. It was really you guys looked sharp in it.
Oh, I was dying, but people love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people love it.
I think everyone loves it. I liked it. Three people on YouTube.
Yeah, well. They hurt my feelings.
All right.
Killed my father. Hurt his feelings very badly.
How about this? This is a good question. From Gabriel. Do the boys think there will ever be a blockbuster comedy again that people quote and reference decades later?
Great question, and I think not. Unless it's like, I bet like a black comedy, it's got to have some kind of a underdog thing. You know, like a trans comedy or something would do well, but I don't know if it's going to be just a raunchy comedy again.
Yeah, I'm sure that it depends on what it means. Everything's so splintered. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be a comedy that fucking 12 million people love and talk about, which is a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then there'll be a bunch of people that are like, ah, fucking, there's no comedies anymore. Like, I'm sure there's people that talk about, you know, Step Brothers and the people are like, what? That movie sucks. But so there will be, but I don't know if it'll be the masses. I don't think there'll ever be anything other than Taylor Swift that's like, the masses agree.
Barbie. I'm not talking about agree. I'm talking about box office.
But we're talking quoting. He said quoting, right?
Yeah.
That people are like, you know.
I guess, is Barbie considered a comedy? Because if so, that's...
I don't think he means that, but yeah, Barbie's a little bit more Black Panther-y.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it's going to take to blow it up, is that you have to have that, like, empowered or whatever. Yeah. This group's been held down kind of shit.
Yeah. It's hard to say.
It's hard to say, but I don't know if you're going to get, like, a Something About Mary where the whole country goes out and you're quoting it at the bubbler or in the office, you know?
Right.
That's kind of over, which is sad, but the DVD sales fucked it. Office Space bombed in the theaters, but the DVD went around like herpes, and everybody got it, and everybody talked about it, and everybody loved it.
Yeah, tough to say. It's hard to never say never. We just talked about this in the Chris Rock thing. So, I don't know. But yeah. I also think we're just in different circles. I'm sure there's some movie that, again, millions of people love, just not 100 million,
yeah,
15 million.
Right. Now I think the equivalent is like a TikTok will blow up and people are like, look at this. And everyone shares it and it gets 50 million views or something.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I guess we'll see. That's a bit, slap a big we'll see on there.
I hope. I love comedy movies. I hope. I mean, it's like we said about Jim Carrey or Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Everybody saw that movie. Everybody liked it. Again, the ratings were horrible.
Hmm.
Not ratings, the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think it ebbs and flows. Like, I feel like Bridesmaids, like, brought back like R-rated comedies,
big.
And that was 2010-ish or something.
But
like
even
that.
That was a world ago now.
I know,
and it was like a women,
social media
women movie.
But before Wedding Crashers, I think there was a big
that
lull.
Was big
because people were like, Wedding Crashers is bringing back the R-rated comedy.
Right.
Well, yeah, once Sandler kind of went family, because he had a few comedies that were huge.
Yeah.
Big Daddy was huge. Happy Gilmore was huge.
Billy Madison. But now we're going back 30 years now.
That's 90s Billy Madison.
I think they'll come back. It's funny because I'm like, where's Will Ferrell? You know what I mean? It's just interesting.
He's in Barbie. He's like being serious or whatever.
Yeah. Interesting.
I think you got to shoot them cheap. That's what's going to save comedy movies. Shoot them cheap. Same with the comedy specials. They're cheap to make.
I also think it might be just people like us, podcast guys, just making a movie.
Yes.
You know, Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura will make a movie where they're cops, and that'll blow up. It just won't come from Hollywood. It'll come from, you know, Austin.
They want to make one. They want to make it. It's called Fat Astronauts. They've been trying to make it for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly have the budget.
I'm already in.
I know, me too.
It's a funny premise.
All right.
Thai food.
This is a weird question, but I'm just going to ask it. From Nigel. What's Mark's weirdest investment idea so far?
Well, I invested in a brownstone in Brooklyn, which has totally fucked me in the ass.
That was weird.
So that was a horrible investment. Everybody told me not to buy a fixer-upper, and I said, I got it. I can do it. And I'm paying a mortgage on it. I'm still not in it. I'm suing the contractor. He's fighting back. I'm paying a new contractor. The amount of money I've spent on this and am spending currently is bananas. I just got an email the other day. All the floors are rotted out. They dug up the floors. All the beams have to be changed. It's just a new... It's cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching every time a text comes in. So it's a nightmare. I haven't been talking about it too much because it makes me sad. But, yeah, that's the worst investment.
Yeah, that's tough.
It'll be behind you soonish, though, I bet.
I think it'll eventually, by the time I'm 71, I'll be in there, and it'll be done, and I'll die.
It's like everything. Once you're done with it, though, you don't even remember that. You're just like, whoa, look at this. It's the same. We always talk about this with travel, like the birthday party, whatever the fuck we did for your horse shit. We went to JFK, sitting in traffic, the train, the thing, and I'm like, I'm gonna kill this son of a bitch. I don't even like this guy. And then you park and you walk out and you go, oh my God, it was all worth it. That was
pretty
amazing.
Cool.
You're not sitting there in the pool going, ah, the traffic, that was crazy.
Yes.
You're just going, oh, he's here. Look at Doug's body. This is amazing.
Right. Every flight to LA, I go, how much longer? And then I go to the airport. You're like, where's the Uber section?
Exactly.
And I want to kill myself. And then you get to that hotel Ziggy, you put your feet in the pool, you go, this is great.
Exactly. So I think the moment you're in that house, it's all just,
I hope
washed
you're right.
Away, which is an important thing to remember when you're in those moments.
I try to.
That you're like, we'll just laugh about this at some point.
Hope you're right. Mm-hmm. So thanks for bringing it up there, Dickless.
All right, this is from Keith Herbert.
Herbie!
This is hilarious. Joe, I know you love movies. Is it safe to say you always bring your favorite DVDs with you on the road? What movies are you digging these days? And this is the guy that asked if Mark always takes his skateboard.
Well, this is a bit. I mean, he's doing a bit this time, right?
I don't know.
If he is, he's brilliant.
I don't bring DVDs.
You don't bring a player out there?
I don't bring...
you have a portable player you hook up to the HDMI?
I don't even have movies on my computer. I go into the movies or I watch. But now all the hotels are making it easy to get Netflix going.
That's true.
But I mean, this feels like just a funky way to ask, like, what are your favorite movies to watch over and over again?
Sure.
Which, you know, No Country, Goodfellas, Caddyshack, Ferris Bueller, Vacation, you know, Raging Bull. I only talk about the same 12 movies. You guys know.
Where are you at on Slapshot?
I like Slapshot. It's long.
It's long, and it's got a lot of not comedy.
Yes, exactly.
With the girl he likes and all that.
It's very serious. It's okay. Slapshot's not a... I watch it once a year.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like 3, 4, 5, 6 years past. I'm like, Slapshot. I watched it recently.
It's on Netflix. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, it's fun. It's beautiful. Newman is Newman. It's great.
Newman's great.
But, yeah. It's one of those movies I think I'm sure if I saw it more in that time, I would love it. But to me, it's like, as far as sports comedies, it's like... It's below Major League and Bull Durham.
Oh, yeah. Major League's great.
Major League, I always say, one of the most underrated comedies.
Great movie.
People think of it as like a baseball movie, but I'm like, that's like one of the best comedies ever, in
great.
My opinion.
Well, the young Wesley Snipes.
I'd love some more silly comedies coming back. We were talking about the thing before, because like Airplane, Naked Gun, all that stuff is gone.
Oh, I love Naked Gun.
Yeah, those were so
fun. Naked Gun.
So funny.
So funny.
Zucker.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Basketball was pretty silly.
I love basketball.
I like basketball, too. I mean, it's not... I wouldn't put it up on... The writing isn't level with Naked Gun, but it's fucking funny.
Oh, it's funny. The big dicks when they're changing is so funny. All right. From Fred Couples.
Couples.
The golfer?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a famous golfer. Fred Couples.
Really?
That's got to be a fake name.
Maybe it is. What do you think or know of Michael Keaton's stand-up? Norm spoke highly of him in a few interviews.
I just watched it recently, like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's on Byron Allen's old show, that weird 70s showcase, whatever.
I watched this evening at the Improv, and it's funny. It's good. It's like, it's very 80s comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We should watch it sometime on the
theater. Yeah, that'd be great. I saw it 10 years ago, and I don't remember loving it, but... It's a time generational thing.
It's very 80s. It's very like, it's like this. You ever see the person? It's like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready to act at the thing, and here comes the thing.
Yeah,
you know, but it's fun and it's crazy. I always talk about it, that he would be Batman just like a few years later. It would be like if you were Batman
crazy
in 2024.
Yeah, Daniel Simonson is Hawkman.
Well, like the film of the decade.
Right.
Kumail Nanjiani.
True, yeah. true. He's a funny comic.
But a hugely successful comedian.
Yeah, right.
So I guess the analogy for you doesn't make sense either. It would have to be like... Because he wasn't like a big stand-up.
Like Andy Fiore.
I mean, he was a big movie. He'd become a big movie star. Yeah, but like Mr. just Mom. Kind of like a whatever comedian.
Right.
Is in like a few comedy movies, and all of a sudden he's like the biggest role
like
in Hollywood.
Chabon.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew Chabon.
Although Chabon never had a... I don't think he's got a TV credit.
Andrew Chabon on, is Batman.
Oh.
No! The Joker!
Your impression with your tongue in your cheek is so good for 80s comedy. That's so perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's funny. It's fun to watch. He does get the sleeves. That was like a big thing you would build up to a moment. You're like, okay, you ready? This is my wife. Yeah. Here she comes.
You get the jacket on?
Yeah. Sleeves rolled up.
We did an old, I think it's on Sarah's YouTube somewhere. Me, her, and Henry Phillips did a fake Evening at the Improv. It was really funny. And I played like the racist, like, hey, look at this guy. What are you, Chinese? Dong dong. Or whatever. And
that holds up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still doing the bit, but it's pretty funny.
All right.
That's great. This is kind of off topic. Did you hear that they're remaking Death Becomes Her?
Oh,
no.
I love that movie.
I love that movie. Very underrated,
great
I think.
Great movie.
I haven't seen that movie in 25 years.
Isabella Rossellini's in it.
It's crazy. Robert Downey Jr. is playing Bruce Willis's part. How weird is that? So strange.
Isn't it weird that Willis can't speak?
Oh, got a phasia. So sad. So sad.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Dan Cosma.
Cosmo.
It's been on my mind for months. How is Mark drinking so often yet not gaining weight?
I get this a lot.
Mm.
Well, I cut down on beer. Beer is the big one. It's just like drinking a cup of bread.
Mm-hmm.
So beer, I have a beer with dinner every now and then, or I have a beer to celebrate something, but I don't do more than three beers. I went all vodka soda, tequila soda, and I shut it down from drinking every night to drinking on the weekends. So there you go.
Yeah, I gotta say, I get this message all the time. Like, literally, someone's like, Mark's gonna die. It's wrong of you to not be stepping in. His days are numbered. And I'm like, these are stories. Like, you drink, you tell a story about drinking. You're like, there's six other days in the week.
Yes.
I don't see you drinking.
There you go.
I'm like, the Comedy Cellar, I bump into you. Like, you're not day drinking, other than the podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like...
You have one or two.
People are like, you got to step in. I'm like, he has 0% body fat. He's going to be okay.
What about Bert? What about all the other booze bags out there?
No, it's crazy. I'm like, does this seem like a person who's like out of control? I mean, you're...
Well, Gillis drinks a case of Bud Light, every 3 days.
I know him. I'm like, hey, man, I'm here if you need me. It's one of those things where you're like... It'd be like someone being like, you tell a story like, I was crazy, we were drunk this night, but you're like, well, that's the night I got drunk is the story.
Yes, yes.
It's not like, and then every single, it's a weekly podcast.
Right.
It's not like, and then the next night I was in a blackout, and the next night I was in a blackout, and yesterday I was in a blackout.
Yeah, exactly. And if I do drink, I don't black out anymore. And I heard somebody once say, I love drinking so much that I don't abuse it. And that's how I feel. I like it so much that I don't want to ruin it.
Even the bachelor party, it wasn't like you were like barfing off the side and falling off the windshield.
No, and I was pretty drunk every night, but you get good at getting drunk, too.
Right.
You don't go too far. You know your weight limit, what you can handle. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you tell a lot of kooky stories, and people probably go like, oh, man, Mark drinks, and they combine it with the kooky story, even if it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. It's every night. He's crazy. Yeah. People are like, you got to step in. This man's got a problem. And I'm like, just talk to him.
Yeah.
It's going pretty good.
From Josh, this is for Joe. Joe, would you ever move back to the Boston area, or does stand-up require you to live near New York?
Good question.
Good question, Aguado. Stand-up really doesn't require me to live everywhere.
Not anymore.
The podcast, more so.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think so. I love Boston. I hope my family's not on the Patreon, but it's a lot. I'm not looking to move back.
And you go back quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. I go back, I go back New Year's Eve. I go back Patriots Day. I go 4th of July. I go to Maine. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you see your family more than I see mine.
And then I do the Wilbur, whatever. Usually Patriots Day.
Wilbur. Laughs.
But no, I love New England. It's wonderful. It's you know, heart and home, but I like being in New York. I mean, I would move to the Pacific Northwest or Southern California before I would move to Boston.
Damn.
Part two, it says, also South Shore Bar Pizza or North Shore Roast Beef Sandwiches?
Oh, South Shore Bar Pizza. I mean, Linwood, I say it all the time, is the best pizza I've ever had, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
Ooh.
It's no Domino's.
All right. Let's see. Okay, this is good for both of you guys. Pizza. From Jerry S.
S.A.
Seinfeld?
Yep, it's him. Joe, congrats on the new special. Are you happy with the way it turned out? And also, for both of you, how much new material do you guys have after their new specials?
Ooh.
Well, first and foremost, this guy hates the special, I can tell.
I do hate when people say, how do you feel about it? It's yeah. Like, well, how do you feel about it?
How do you think it turned out? Yeah, you're like, well, I think it was good enough to put out, obviously.
I did my part.
Yeah, it feels very passive-aggressive, but maybe not. I'm probably just gay. But yes, I'm happy with it. It's out. I released it. yeah, it felt good. And material, we keep talking about this. I mean, I'm filling a show-ish without material from it.
Yeah,
close.
Same.
But it's a lot of like, oh, here we go. Check this out. And then being like, all right, what's the other thing?
That's exactly where I'm at.
It's not flowy, but it's funny. Mm-hmm. And needs work.
Yeah, same. I got about 22 to 25 good stuff up front, and then it really gets a little note heavy. And I will say, though, you're back up against the cliff. I'm pumping out a lot of material faster. It's not all good, but I'm pumping a lot out just from fear, just from the pressure cooking.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a good show. Buy the tickets. Come.
Still a good show.
Still a good show.
Just not a plus over the moon.
Yeah, but I had a lot of... It's hard now with everything and getting ready to have a baby also adds to it. But like all the podcasts we do, the traveling we do, the promotion you do, it's hard. Like I was like, I shot the thing back in March, I think, or something like that. And I was like, all right, I got 5 months before I release it and I'll get... And then you're like, oh, Jesus. I got shows this weekend. Now it's out.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're kind of like... hustling, but
and it's a different time too. Before, I feel like you could do 20 minutes of your old stuff from the special and it was fine. Now everybody's read it, they're on it, they're psychos and nerds about the material. I heard it, you know, you gotta have new stuff, so it's a different ball game,
right?
New content is very important now,
so yeah. Great. There you go,
come see us,
put that in your pipe and blow me.
And you get to see the guy work out a little. That's kind of fun, too.
Of course.
There's always that part.
I think that's like part of it to me when you have a relationship with someone you're following. I love seeing the polished act and then them working on stuff.
Yeah.
I saw a whole set of Sarah Silverman doing 100% crowd work. And it was insane and so funny.
Really?
It was so cool. All she did was stay in the crowd, walking around, talking to people the whole time.
Jeez.
Really impressive.
She must have had zero material.
It's crazy. It was at a casino, so it's like, you know,
those are tough groups.
Yeah. So, all right, from Lady Gay, might be legit. What is something that has surprised you about fame? Is it what you expected?
I mean, this famous. Should start with this question's for Mark, but
famous is a big, big
famous
matzo ball.
Broad. Term. I mean, people say this all the time. Like, they'll say, hey, I'm meeting a celebrity. I've never met any of a celebrity. And I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind?
I know.
But you're getting recognized a lot now.
I'm getting recognized. But again, to me, the fame part is all bad.
Yes.
The tickets is great. The money is great. The eyeballs is great. But everything else, like bumped into on the street, like, oh, let's get a photo. I'm in the middle of the street getting a photo when I'm late for a thing. You know, I'm running. And somebody's like, photo. And all that stuff, the hate, the comments, the stalking, whatever, that's all bad.
Yeah.
So I'll take the, you got to take the good with the bad. It's the price of admission.
Right. Yeah, that's tough. I bumped into a guy today. I was proud of myself. This guy was getting on the 5 train to come here from whatever you call it, Lexington to Grand Central. And then this guy was like, hey, I'm a open micer and you're great and the thing. And it was very nice. And then I was like, thank you. Thanks very much. And I had my AirPod out like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Pound, shake. And he's like, oh, now it's awkward. We're stuck on the train together. And I was like, no, it's okay. And then I just put my AirPod back in. And he was like, oh, like, I'm like, the transaction's complete now.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
This isn't awkward. It would be awkward if we knew each other, but we weren't really friends. Yeah. And it was like, ah, do we keep talking? I'm like, no, it's not awkward at all.
You didn't find that awkward still?
Goodbye.
But you're standing with him.
Well, A, it was one stop. And then when he did that, he was like, ah, and then he kind of walked and sat over there. But I think more people should do like that. Matt Wayne, one of my dear friends and heroes, him and his wife, they listen to music on the train together.
Oh, wow.
Because they're like, we can't really talk. There's people around. Right. It's awkward. What kind of conversation are we going to have? So they just sit next to each other and listen to music.
That's great.
Which I like because I hate talking on the phone. I'm like Paulie from Goodfellas. I don't want people hearing what I'm saying.
Same.
And so I'm trying to get better about this of like, that's okay. I don't, you can think whatever, but you said I'm a big fan. I said, thank you so much. We shook. We high-fived. We didn't even do that. Didn't need to do that twice, but we did it.
Yeah.
And now, okay, yeah, I'm back to...
Yeah, no, I mean, you're not wrong. I just, you know, again, you have that fear of like, he's going to go tell a guy, oh, he wouldn't talk to me, some kind of big shot, but you did the right thing.
But it sounded like, what are we going to do? Also, at the time, I was like having an argument with a friend, so I'm I'm in this, like, and I got, I'm listening to a thing, so I'm like, yeah, that's all set.
No, no, you're completely right. I just, I got to get better at that too.
Yeah, so, but anyways... Yeah, I'm far from fame or celebrity. I'm like a nice level where it's like, Colin said this years ago, and he's a more famous, certainly than me. I think you might be more famous than Colin Quinn at this point, but maybe in his peak.
Legend.
But, well, I'm not saying you're better.
Okay, good.
But he said, he's like, I'm the perfect level of fame because he's like, I don't get recognized a lot. I'm not getting mobbed, but like, I make a bunch of people's day.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people were like, oh my God. Yeah. And you could see the joy in everybody. That's a great level, which that's I feel like great. We're closer to that level. We're like,
love that level for the in perpetuity.
Yeah.
And was that a knock?
Yeah, you're a knock. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, that's a book. I think that's for me. That was really scary.
Ooh, I thought that was the one.
Which is funny because I haven't heard him today.
No. You want to just open these to close it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Are they both for me?
I mean, whoever.
One is a book this guy was telling me about.
Oh, okay.
It says me, but I don't know.
How'd they get the address?
I think I told him. I was like, message him.
Oh, okay.
I give it to people. They message me and I give them the address.
Oh, look at that.
This guy tweeted at me and said, here it is. It's in the mail.
Oh, it's from Wisconsin.
But maybe this isn't what I thought.
Yeah, open them up.
I recognize it.
This is fun.
Last thing I'll say about the fame thing, to tie it all up, like a guy like Segura, who's wildly popular, arena comedian, giant podcast, he flies private. And I think people go like, geez, look at this fucking asshole flying private. But it's just easier than going on an airplane and having everyone go, oh, shit, that guy's on the airplane or that guy's at the airport. So it's almost just a privacy thing more than like I'm an asshole diva. Does that make sense?
Yes, I got distracted. This isn't – a guy tweeted at me like a photo that looks just like this, and he's like, it's in the mail. But I realize this is totally not that guy. This is something totally different, and it says your name on it.
That's all right. Open it up. I'm sure it's not for me.
What's that?
This is a record. Oh, somebody sent us Rockabye Baby, lullaby renditions of Pearl Jam. So that must be for you.
Oh, for your baby. Oh, that's very sweet. That's cool.
Oh, it's for the kid. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, it's for the kid.
Thank you.
To Joe from Canada. Oh, I think it's a lot of baby stuff coming in.
Atomic Records.
That's very nice.
From Wisconsin, Saukville, Wisconsin. So thanks, whoever that was.
Yeah.
I love that you were like, I'm not famous. It's like, oh, your fan mail delivery is here.
Your specific fan mail.
Famous is like you're getting recognized. People know who you are. You're in the lexicon. Your father's gay.
How many onesies you got?
I'm a little gay. We have a lot, and most of them say gay.
You know, it'd be funny if I put that on. That would be a fun Patreon.
Smells a little funky.
Really? Let me get a whiff of that baby jizz.
That's custom.
Oh, there's a card.
Ooh. Yeah, you're not kidding.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
All the very best things. Wrapped into one burrito full baby. Well, this is a long... Oh, my God. Huge congrats, dude. This thing really smells
very chemically.
Yeah.
They probably printed it.
Yes. Well, that'll kill a baby.
Wow, this is very sweet. The two of... this is very nice. Joe and Mark are the greatest duo out there.
All right. You hear that, Cumtown?
Yeah, take that.
Show that's been over for over a year.
Yeah, this is very sweet. Thank you very much to Marcelo.
Yeah, and, baby.
I don't know who this came from. This is awesome. Beautiful. I'm touched. I appreciate it. I can't wait to listen with the baby.
Yeah.
Atomic Records. Amazing. I'm very touched.
Very nice.
I touched myself.
This baby's got more toys than us.
Very exciting. Look at this little lady burrito. We love burritos. I could use a burrito. I got to make a phone call.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say you want to get one, but you're a little ocupado.
Oh, jeez. Am I ever. I'll meet you over there.
Well, I'll be finished it by the time you guys are done.
That's a good point. All right. Well, this is the Patreon. We appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Good stuff. Thanks for the questions. We got a ton more, I assume, so we'll get to them when we get to them, but well, we won't forget about you. And the questions are getting better, I think. You know, before it was like, how do you write a joke? And you're like, all right, I don't know.
Well, I filter out them now because we already answered them. So
good call, Chuckster.
You know. Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate the gifts. It's very sweet, very thoughtful. My heart has been touched. I love you.
Touch me in the dick. And yeah, we'll see you on the road, Queefs.